This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W1.
Just got underway. I'm standing at Grassley, and to give you a quick rundown, it's Downing, Jesus, Student, Pembroke, Claire, Emma, Christ, Keys, Fat, Queen, Pitbull, LMBC, Girton, St. Cat, Selwyn, Maudland, Peterhouse, and the Sandwich Boat King. All the boats in the division are first boat. Catherine, you're at first post corner. What has happened?
It's amazing. You can see all the female crews rowing down the river at top speed. They're pretty much all still set, and they're trying to chase each other, but they're just moving as if there were beads on a string. Has anything changed at your position,
Ian? Ian is still on station. There's a long gap behind Student, and I think that means that Pembroke
bumps out.
See Emma behind Noonan. So I'm going to call that bump. Claire 1 on Pembroke 1. See you, Catherine.
I can confirm a further bump. Peterhouse 1 has just bumped Maudlin 1, and Peterhouse is getting Collier. Maudlin is just rowing past, and then that's that. That's my day. That's what's happening.
Still on Grassley, we're going past me now. I've got Emma, Christ, and Keys. Christ looks to have opened up a significant lead over Keys. That's probably about, I think. So I'd imagine Christ are going to have a row over Keys. They didn't look like they were going to catch Emma. So there's a long gap behind.
Until we get to the face by Queen. And Queen has got that gap. That's going to be really interesting to see how that unfolds later on in the course. Most of these boats, we are now in the first division. Very good crews, and they're all in.
Adam, you're...
Hi, I'm at Ditton Corner. I've just seen Downing, Jesus, and Newnham row past. Downing and Jesus both on station. Newnham have slipped about 2 lengths behind Jesus. I can just see Emma coming up, so that is a confirmed bump on Pembroke, or Claire on Pembroke. Behind Emma is Christ. Again, the length there is about 2.5 lengths. Behind them, probably down to about 3/4 or 1 length, is Keys. They've made up some ground on Christ. Behind them, well into the distance, just about 2.5 lengths, is first and third.
Adam. Yeah, and I can confirm another bump.
LMBC bumps up on Trinity Hill, and just on the old grassy now. Cats are pushing to bump Girton. A quarter of a leg, less than a quarter of a leg. I think they may have overlap now. This is surely going to be bombers.
It's in cat first boat.
It's just so close. Adam, I'll throw up to you. You should have a good view of that tussle now.
Oh, yes, I've just seen Queens round Ditton Corner. There must be about 5 lengths between them. Oh, and I can just see a bump has just happened. Girton, I believe that is. Girton has just been bumped by St. Catherine's. That must be behind them. And quickly behind them is Selwyn. St. Catherine's has to be careful to clear the river, although Selwyn are going to plow into them. It's Andy at Grassley.
Thanks, Jeff. So Downing, Jesus, Newnham are all approaching, and I would say that Downing have probably got a lead of about 2 or possibly 3 lengths, so they've taken a bit of time out of Jesus and looking pretty safe. I must say Newnham are possibly 10 or more boat lengths behind, something like that. So Newnham not looking as though they're going to do anything today because the crew immediately behind them bumped. But there's possibly some interest between Jesus and Downing, but at the moment it's looking like the top three in the division are all going to row over. I'll pass back to Adam.
I've just got Selwyn coming around Ditton Corner. Behind them is Maudlin. The gap there about 5 lengths. I haven't seen Peterhouse or King come on Grassy. Andy or Catherine, can you confirm a bump there?
Yeah, I can confirm that's true. In fact, Maudlin, they are still rowing. King bumped Peterhouse. So King's bumped Peterhouse, Maudlin still rowing. Back to you, Adam.
I can actually see King's here. That is a bump on Maudlin from Peterhouse. So yeah, it's the last crew to go past me now. can we head back to...
Okay, so I've seen Emma, and I've seen first and third passing them now, but I've not seen any sign of Christ W1 or Keys W1, so I'm not sure if we've called that as a bump already, but I suspect that Keys W1 have bumped Christ, although I can't see any evidence of it having happened here. And Queens are rowing past me now. They're probably about five lengths behind first and third, so it looks like first and third and Queens are both going to row over, but we need to look into Christ and Keys, I think. Back to Adam.
I'm afraid all the crews have currently gone past now in the race. I can see some crews just rowing home. That is Pembroke. Just come round. They were bumped, of course, by Claire, who in the distance at Grassy Corner already filled the hair with foliage and will be enjoying their road back. Let's head back to Andy at Grassy.
Yeah, and I'll just give a quick rundown of the provisional bumps that we believe have happened. So, Downing, Jesus and Noonan all look fairly strong at the top of the division, and we think three row overs there. Pembroke 1 were bumped by Claire, Emma row over, and then we have two missing boats. So we presume that Christ were bumped by Keys. We will confirm that as soon as possible. Bat and Queen both rode over. Tithall were bumped by LMBC. Girton were bumped by St. Cat's. Selwyn rode over. Magdalen rode over at the back because Peterhouse were bumped by King. We will get all those results confirmed as soon as we can. And then we will be back to
Andy.
The final race of the day, the M1 division. Yes, over to you.
I'm a bit confused what's happened at the bottom of the division, because to me it looks like Selwyn has just gone past me, but it looks like the remaining boat is actually King's W1. So I think we might have seen a bump between Peterhouse W1 on Magdalen. We'll have to confirm that.
May bumps.
Cam FM.